Know that there are two types of dawn. Two types of dawn. One is called the second dawn, and the one is called the first dawn. Dawn. First dawn and second dawn. The second dawn, which is called the true and correct one, the first one is called the false. The second dawn is, look at this, transversal in the horizon. Transversal in the horizon. While the first one is rectangular, extending from the east to the west. While the second dawn extends from north south direction. I will repeat. The second dawn is transversal in the horizon, extending from the north to the west, from the north to the south. And the first dawn, its shape is rectangular, and it extends from the east to the west. This is one quality, one difference between them. The second, there is no darkness after the second dawn when it appears. Rather, the light continues increasing until the sun rises. However, with the first dawn, it becomes dark after it has some rays. This is the second distinction. The third distinction is that the brightness of the second dawn is continuously extending in the horizon, while that of the first dawn, there is darkness between it and the horizon. And first dawn has no relevance to rulings. Meaning, you don't perform salah on the first dawn, you don't stop eating on the first dawn. The second, you do. Are these important distinctions clear, inshallah, before we talk about the sahur meal? As-sahur, a pre-dawn meal. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. And may Allah salah and salam be upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Take your pre-dawn meal. There is blessing therein. There is a command in this, that is to eat and drink during the time of sahur, in preparedness for fasting. The hikmah behind this, the wisdom, is to attain the blessing. The meaning of blessing here is the descent of goodness from Allah upon something, and to be kept therein. Also, blessings mean increase in goodness and reward, and in all that a person needs from the benefits of this life and those of the hereafter. And the blessings can only come from Allah, and it can be attained through His obedience. It is noted that some of the fasting people to not give attention to the sahur. Not even knowing about its sunnah, how to perform it, when to perform it. Rather, they may abandon it completely. Some of them take a meal in the middle of the night or before going to sleep, either because the person is afraid not to get up or wishing to sleep longer, or because of lack of interest in as-sahur and its blessings, or because of ignorance. And this is a defect that the fasting believer should try to avoid and mend and correct, because there is opposition to the sunnah in this and deprivation from the barakah, and thus it is urged that the fasting person, the believer, to take for him to take the sahur and to delay it till the time is close to fajr, even if the sahur is little, because of the blessings and the fulfillment of the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which we will talk about. The first blessing of the sahur is that it is a compliance with the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Tasahharu, take your pre-dawn meal." Suffice in this is the honor that the believer attains in being in compliance with the commandment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, from the blessings of sahur is that it is a title and a sign for Muslims. And in this there is opposition to the people of the book. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فصل ما بين صيامنا وصيام أهل الكتاب أكلة السحر. The distinguishing feature between our fast and the fast of the people of the book is the eating of the time at the time just before dawn. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر وأخروا السحور. People will continue to be on good as long as they hasten to break the fast and they delay taking or eating at the time before dawn. So this is the fourth matter, which is goodness. And from the benefits and the blessings of sahur or as-sahur is it gives the strength to the believer so that he can perform the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. That is because the one who is hungry and thirsty may become lazy. And from the blessings of sahur or the pre-dawn meal is the attainment of the salah from Allah and His angels upon the people taking the sahur. In the hadith related by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. He related this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. that Allah and His angels make salah on the people who take the pre-dawn meal. This is reported by Ibn Hibban, At-Tabarani, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani declared it as Hassan, as good hadith. And from the blessings of Sahur, is that it repels bad manners, because bad manners sometimes may arise due to hunger. Hunger runs the person weak on self-control. In Islamic terms, this state of fasting, although may it involves abstention from food and eating, but the true believer knows this is a great benefit to himself, in the sense that it brings him self-control, a training on it. Because the believer does not look at it as mere hunger. But from a physical perspective, purely physical, we would see the person who may be in a state of hunger acting differently from a state which is otherwise. And from the blessings of the As-Sahur is that it takes place at a or during a blessed time. This is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lower heaven, and He descends in the way that is most majestic and most perfect to Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, most blessed and most high is He, descends every night to the lowest heaven, where there remains the third, the latter third of the night. And He, Allah, says, مَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ, who wants to call me so that I respond to him? Who wants to ask me that I will give him? Who is to seek forgiveness from me that I will forgive him? And from the blessings of this is that the timing of it is from the best of times for istighfar, if it is not really the best. Especially when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those seeking forgiveness in that time by saying, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ, and those who seek forgiveness in this time of Sahar, which is the last hour of the night. And from the blessings of Sahur is that it is a means to attain the congregational prayers for the Muslim males in the mosque, as well as to attain the Fajr prayers by those who stay at home, from the women and the very elderly and those who are legally excused from conducting the congregational prayer. In itself, it is considered ibadah, worship, if the person intends in his sahur to strengthen his ability to obey Allah and to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This itself makes it worship. The blessings of Sahur are many. In fact, it increases the desire in the person to want to continue to fast because of the ease upon the fasting person. And it is also there is the incitement to the believer to know the principle of being different from the people of the book, because they are prohibited from taking the sahur. What is the best thing that the Muslim can eat for sahur? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best sahur for the believer is dates. And if one does not find food to eat and does not find the dates, then a simple gulp of water would suffice. And from the sunnah concerning the sahur is to delay it, as you had heard, till just before dawn. In fact, Zayd bin Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him, said, we ate the sahur with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we got up to offer the salah, meaning the fajr prayer. I asked, what was the time between the adhan and the sahur? The adhan for fajr and the sahur. He said, the time it would take to recite 50 verses. The time it would take to recite 50 verses. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. And here one should also make it clear that it is still allowable for you to eat and drink, and for the fasting person who intends to fast the next day to have even sexual relations with one's spouse, as long as one doubts and is certain or is uncertain that the dawn has started. Because the origin is the continuity of darkness until it is clearly verified that it is dawn. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have made clear the criteria for establishing the fajr, and this is what one is required to go by. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded whoever wants to fast to take sahur. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever wishes to fast, then let him eat something for sahur. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in order to emphasize the value of sahur, made it clear to this ummah when he said that what differentiates our fast from the fast of the people of the book is the sahur meal. And also he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in eating the sahur there is barakah, blessing, so don't leave it. So this is concerning the sahur and its blessings and its meaning. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who comply with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this matter and all matters of our deen. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.